Today, when Ismat Mahmoud answers the call to prayer at a mosque in Allen, she'll remember the nearly 3,000 victims who died in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She'll also pray that her three small sons aren't stereotyped as dangerous Muslims.
I pray for my family, my parents, my children, that they will live a life that is free from any sort of hatred.
Mahmoud dresses in the traditional black hijab, which covers her head, and a long, loose-fitting dress called an abaya. She studies the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, but unlike most traditional Muslims, Mahmoud belongs to the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, which also believes a Messiah came to reinforce Islam's message of peace. Suhail Kosser is the president of the Ahmadiyya community in North Texas.
There are very clear verses in the Holy Quran which says, if you kill one innocent person, it is as if you have killed the entire humanity.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim community has members in 200 countries and has condemned the 9/11 attacks. Kosser believes ignorance fueled the extremists, whose path of hatred and destruction left a stricken nation wondering why.
I think the people have this misperception mostly in the Muslim countries where the people are not so educated, that America has more friendship with the Jews. And they want to kill Muslims, they want to eliminate Islam from the face of this earth. So this is a kind of perception which is created into their minds of the young people who are studying in madrasas, in schools. They are brainwashed.
Kosser's Muslim community has tried to reach beyond the hatred through interfaith exchanges at churches and synagogues. Members volunteer at local homeless shelters and promote humanitarian efforts. To honor the victims of 9/11, the Ahmadiyya Muslims in North Texas and nationwide are sponsoring their second annual Muslims for Life blood drive. Ismat Mahmoud says giving blood is an opportunity to promote the sanctity of life while spreading an Islamic message of unity.
This is part of educating people that we are a very peaceful community and Islam only preaches peace.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.